started unraveling.
Steve Jobs and John Sculley became so extremely close that when they got into a confrontation and Sculley essentially pushed aside Steve Jobs, Steve Jobs felt it was a tremendous betrayal.
And then when it all blew up, obviously, Sculley took over the board. And there was a meeting I had with John and Steve. I tried to get them together, and Steve got very emotional in a meeting and told him, I mean, you're not doing your job, you're not doing what I hired you for, and you're ruining the company. And then Sculley went back to the board and, you know, said he's, you know, basically he's unbalanced.
By June 1985, Jobs was stripped of his operational functions, and on September 17th, he resigned.
When Steve Jobs left Apple Computer in 1985, he considered simply ending his business career and doing something else entirely different. But ultimately, despite spending the summer considering all these other options, Steve Jobs decided he wanted to go back into business.
Jobs recruited old Apple employees to form his new company, Next. He paid a designer $100,000 to come up with a new logo.